You've got it. You've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want
to
go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. It is Sunday, the 21st day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Coming up at around 20 after, I'm going to present a live report to you breaking down the fact that the military-industrial complex, itself owned by offshore banks, has not just conquered most of the world, but is also trying to conquer free humanity, trying to eradicate the family, trying to eradicate all forms of independence, which this corporate Borg sees as a threat to its absolute eternal domination over humanity, what the social engineers now for over 80 years have called the final revolution against humanity. This is the control freak revolution. Obviously, the reports have gotten a lot of attention up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. That is one of the headlines. Robert Wanick, who's reported for InfoWars.com, also a great reporter with We Are Change Minnesota, did a video interview with Ron Paul, and they said, are we in danger with these FEMA camps, this Emergency Centers Establishment Act? And Ron Paul said, absolutely. That's what, you know, the establishment wants. They want to create violence. That's their plan. Very, very powerful information. So I thought that I would just give you a snapshot look at FEMA camps in this country. And remember, we already have the biggest prison population in the world. We already have a military budget bigger than all other governments combined. We have congressional reports of plans to expand the already existing internment facilities. Now the mainstream media is reporting on this more, but saying, oh, they're just now deciding to get ready for this because of the depression, or the greatest recession, as Geithner has called it. Well, we've told you for over 16 years now, but intensely for 10, that with the end of the Glass-Steagall Act and the derivatives bubble, that this was their plan. So they're economically destroying us, posing as our saviors, and as society begins to break down and unravel, many people are going to beg for the military to be used. The military will be used. They will do their job and shut down the rioting. Then there'll be terror attacks, which are blamed on domestic groups. So the public will say, well, the army already dealt with the rioting thugs, so it's reasonable that they're going after other troublemakers. You know, for a decade I've been laying out this scenario, and now you, of course, have seen it unfold over in England and other parts of Europe. More and more people are asking, how does Alex Jones predict the future? I don't predict the future. The past is an example of how humans operate. Then you study current activities and globalist white papers, and you know what their plan is. The question is, does the public have the courage and the will and the self-preservation instincts to face the facts, to get involved, and to turn the tide? Because knowledge of this information and the active resistance to it in the info war is what will save this republic. But we have a case of very virulent, hot tyranny breathing down our necks here. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and that's Ron Paul, that's Alex Jones, that's you. You are the answer to the 1984 society. You are 1776. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you a rundown of a lot of the other big news. And we're getting into this special report, FEMA camps in America.
You may be arrested.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday, the 21st day of August, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, blasting out on satellite, global shortwave, and I know the Sunday show, more than 60 AM and FM affiliates, number one radio talk show streamed on the web, according to Shoutcast and other barometers. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, I also come back weekdays, 11 AM to 2 PM Central Time. Okay. Coming up at the start of the next segment, I've got a special report. Ron Paul addresses plans for civil unrest detention camps. That's one of the reports we filed this weekend. We have some audio and videotape with Ron Paul discussing the FEMA camps. That's posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. Asked by InfoWars correspondent Robert Wanick on video if he was concerned about the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, or that officially funds the FEMA camps, and if there was a danger of Americans being held in the camps for martial law, Ron Paul responded, yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it, responded Paul. And so I wanted to go over why this is being established and set up, A, and B, how it's going to be rolled out. And we have in this article, mainstream news this week going, there are emergency centers for you because of the recession and the depression. We just now thought of this. You see, tyrants can't implode societies to consolidate control and to enrich themselves without having a secret police, without having a red terror, without having a black uniformed, jackbooted enforcement system. These are absolutely cold-blooded multinational corporations that compete with each other at a very vicious level. They're absolutely ruthless, and our naivete has allowed this to unfold. So I'm going to get into the history of the development of internment camps for Japanese Americans, Italian Americans, German Americans, hundreds of thousands that were held, their land, by the way, taken. Many Italians, Germans, and Japanese, even though their sons were serving in the military, you can get out of the camp if you serve in the military. They had their fishing boats taken, their property, some of the most valuable areas of San Francisco. A lot of folks, of course, were tortured to death in the camps here in the United States. So you need to understand that when you don't have a Bill of Rights and Constitution, it turns loose great evil. And we already have the largest prison population in the world, not per capita. No, no, we have more than China with 1.5 billion people. We're only 310 million. And it's only getting worse. See, we have a predatory economy now. We don't have a free market. It's being gobbled up by the predatory, insider, crony capitalist system that is only capitalist in name, where insiders operate and totally rule society. So that report is coming up, and then I'll get into your calls and more detail on the other news we have here in front of us. Speaking of crony capitalism, I remember the Drudge Report linked to our articles back in February, back on February 4th, and it became a big national news story and was discussed on the Sunday news shows, and it was the first time I've ever had the White House actually address us and attack this radio show and say that we're insane liars. I remember this headline from February 4th, Obama agenda to bankrupt power plants triggers blackouts. Remember the freezing weather across the U.S. and record blackouts? And then a day later, White House attacks PrisonPlanet.com report on blackouts. And you can go read the White House report. Their communications director, Dan Pfeiffer, came out and said we were completely insane. The problem was we were linking to the Texas Power Commission and others' reports. All we did was also have family that work at power plants, and I have a lot of listeners that work at them. And I've known even under Bush, and now accelerating under Obama in the last 2.5 years, they didn't let new plants open. They shut down a lot of existing plants. There's a $3 billion plant total. You heard me, $3 billion in Corpus Christi, one of the biggest in the country, that the EPA still hasn't allowed to open in the last year. And it was the same in Kansas and Missouri and Oklahoma and California. You saw the reports with the cold weather this year that, well, people are using more heat, and we should have built more power plants because the population growing, and so we're having these blackouts. I mean, that's what the power companies said were happening, and that's what unfolded. And the reason I mentioned this story first is because it's back in the news today. This is out of the Journal Sentinel. Utilities warn of higher rates because of pollution rules. Nothing comes out of the coal power plants but water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants live off of, and then they put off oxygen. Humans exhale carbon dioxide, and Bill Gates has said humans are bad for exhaling it, part of the atmosphere of the planet, part of the symbiotic system, the carbon cycle. By the way, I covered this Friday, and some people didn't believe me, so I'm going to re-pull it out of the stack later. The London Guardian did go with a report that NASA officially has said that space aliens are going to attack the United States and the entire planet if we don't pay carbon taxes to Al Gore. That is not satire. That is not a joke. I know it's insane, but do not blame me. Do not blame me because it sounds insane. That's how dumb they think you are. There it is, London Guardian. Aliens may destroy humanity to protect other civilizations, say scientists. Rising greenhouse emissions could tip off aliens that we are rapidly expanding threat, warns a NASA report. And they say, pay money to the Rothschilds that own the big climate exchange with Al Gore. And that's who publicly owns it. Just type in Rothschilds Climate Exchange. Pay them to breathe or aliens will kill us. And the NASA report says the aliens may strike any minute. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not the conspiracy theorist for you know, being right 99% of the time and knowing how things work. Okay. All right. They're shutting down power plants all over the country. They've shut down two in the last decade here in Austin. One of them was a city-owned utility. Now, why would big mega power companies like General Electric, who was given a waiver in February from their own rules that they wrote, some of their former top people run the greenhouse gas section of the EPA, just like Monsanto runs all the major Food and Drug Administration positions, or the Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, have all the Federal Reserve honchos and Treasury secretaries. This is a mafia operation, and they're given a total waiver on all their plants. So they're building new ones. If you get them to build your plant and pay them protection money, then you are given a waiver. But the head of the Energy Department said just a few months ago, quote, massive numbers of plants will be shut down. He went on to say they're looking at shutting down over 300. Now, that's going to do two things. That's going to more than double, and I'm talking about the next 2 years, your power cost. You've already seen them go up, more than double. and it's going to cause rolling blackouts. We're going to be like Romania or Venezuela or Iran now. We're going to be a third world country, and your power is going to go off a lot. See, this is what dictatorships and corrupt systems are all about, is total and complete domination. They'd rather sell you less for more and only have a few insiders involved. So here is the Journal Sentinel. Utilities warn of higher rates because of pollution rules. Here is the Washington Post. Getting ready for a wave of coal plant shutdowns that provides 51% of our power. And I've got a new one here where the news breaks down. New greenhouse gas rules to cause rolling blackouts. So, you know what? I'm going to finish up with how mafia government works in the next segment. Well, you saw thousands of companies get waivers from Obama from the healthcare. See?
Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to look at FEMA Camp USA and the proof that the federal government, owned by foreign banks through fraud, is preparing for a total collapse depression scenario. The Pentagon admits they're preparing for it. And the first lockup of roving hordes that the public will beg to be locked up, because the minute the welfare crowd doesn't get their paycheck, they're going to riot. Then the precedent will be set to have the military on the streets, and then the staged events will begin as a pretext to go after the political resistance to the complete economic designed implosion of the United States. It has to be destroyed once and for all to bring in the new system. That's why they're doing these culturally shocking things, like having TSA actually stick their hands down many people's pants, or having cameras in school bathrooms, or having public schools announce, yes, we're watching your children over laptops in the shower when they're at home in Philadelphia. This is all being done to absolutely break your will. That's why Bloomberg and AP come out and say, yeah, the government took the veterans' death benefits for the last 12 years. They secretly made a deal to allow insurance companies to steal their life insurance they paid for. Yeah, they're going to go ahead and slash in half people who served in the military for 20 years or more and have their 50% pension. You're not going to be getting it. Besides, even if you get it, it's going to be devalued. And they've done the psychological warfare actuaries that they know a lot of 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old vets, Marines and people, are going to get violent, and they're going to use that to start arresting everybody. The globalists are sitting offshore. They don't care if cops and military get chewed up fighting old cops and military. Again, the globalists, people think of things in a two-dimensional warfare model of black against white. Black checkers or red checkers versus black checkers, or white chess pieces versus black chess pieces. No. The globalists for thousands of years fund all sides of conflicts, sometimes three or four sides. But people don't want to get that. They think of it as Ford, Chevy, Coke, Pepsi, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. And because of that, we're going to get hurt real, real bad. I'm sorry, I said I'd get into the FEMA camps and how they're going to get us to the FEMA camps. Oh, you're going to be begging to go to the FEMA camps. This isn't going to be like with Hitler or Stalin where you don't want to go. The way they're going to advertise it is you're going to be fighting to get into them. I first discovered this going to urban warfare drills 12 years ago. And I guess some cases 14 years ago, and they would always have the role players screaming, I'm an American, you can't take my rights, let me into the camp. Oh, yes, but once you're in the camp, well, you are biometrically scanned and troublemakers are taken to a special area. And that's, lo and behold, what they said with the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. They said that this is going to be an area and it'll have its own jail and things, where people that are homeless en masse go. And see, we already have right at 50 million people on food stamps. They say 45, but there's another 5 million or so on supplemental. In fact, it's really above 50 million now. Those are digital food lines. Those are people with food line cards. 50 million. And see, they're still going to get their creds put on those. They're just not going to buy Jack Diddley squat. And these are entitled people. And what do you think they're going to do? Well, they're going to start rioting. You think this summer's been bad? I predict next summer you're going to see major fireworks. You know, I predicted riots all over Europe 2 years ago. This year. I'm sorry. I was getting into the crony insiders and how our economy's going from a true free market to a total insider operation. If you read the Founding Fathers' writings or you read Americana right up until the last 50 years, everything was about how the big boys collude together to shut down the little people. And that doesn't even mean in business. I mean, they will, Big Agra openly writes laws to shut down small farms and ranches. Insurance companies wrote the healthcare law to make 35 million people get their product and to let insurance companies and HMOs control what doctors can do for care to lower the standard. Bill Gates admitted that. He said, yeah, we do need to kill grandma. Remember the cover of Newsweek, the case for killing granny? I know it sounds crazy, but it was on the cover. Bill Gates said it. Don't give grandma treatment. Take care of 10 teachers. Telling you that somebody loses, you win. The minute you have that attitude, civilization falls. The minute you give into corruption just a little bit, suddenly it races through the system. I thought everybody was like me. I came from both sides of my family, Christian, hardworking, Protestant type people who just wouldn't cheat anybody out of a nickel. Pull over. And I mean, I remember being a kid and going, Dad, please don't stop. Please, no. He stopped and tried to change every person's tire that was broken down. Road trips were hell. A few times people tried to rob him in the last few years, so he stopped. That's all part of the collapse of society. But I come from goody two-shoes, you know? I'm a weirdo. You see, I grew up, and when I saw cops dealing drugs going to high school in Dallas, I got mad and spoke about it. So they let my dad know, we're going to kill your son if you don't leave town. And we moved to Austin. I guess I've kind of got a Serpico-type lifestyle history. We had Frank Serpico, the legendary detective, on Friday. So, see, I guess this is what America wants. People think corruption's cute and fun. You're going to find out, folks. This country is going to be judged. You want to say 51 million aborted babies aren't humans? The government's going to say you're not a human. Everything we do, every lie we go along with comes back on us, and nobody should forget that. You think I'm proud of the fact that we're right about everything we talk about? No, I'm not proud of that. It's very sad, very painful. It's very painful to have everything I've analyzed coming true and only confirming it. And there are still a lot of good people in this country, and it's because you're blind and you're Dudley Do-Right, like people like my dad. Because you're so good, you can't believe this is happening, and that's why evil wins. What's the devil's biggest trick? Convincing the world he doesn't exist. And I'm here to tell you, folks, evil exists. And we better get up on our hind legs right now like a mama grizzly bear, or we're going to get overrun. Every country on earth has had mass arrests, mass exterminations, and killings every 100 years or so. The United States has been a rare jewel, despite the fact we've had some problems. If you study history, ladies and gentlemen, you know what is about to unfold in this country. What is now beginning to unfold is the norm, not the exception. You need to understand, we now have a criminal government filled with criminals or Dudley Do-Right idiots who are compartmentalized and don't realize what they're helping happen. Now again, here's the Fort Worth Star Telegram. New EPA rule could lead to rolling blackouts in Texas, PUC chairwoman says. Well, that's already what's causing it. It's mafia takeover. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com. Alex.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The Nation magazine is reporting Stratfor disputes OBL killing in Pakistan. That is the headline. Stratfor disputes OBL killing in Abbottabad, Pakistan. Of course, it's a complete fraud. I have talked to the father of a Navy SEAL who my family has known for more than a decade. I mean, at their house, you know, there's photos of the son in Navy training with his dad and all the Navy SEALs at events, whose friend is in SEAL Team 6, And they believe that that helicopter 2 weeks ago was blown up to get rid of witnesses. And the scuttlebutt is that, yes, they did not kill bin Laden. What do you think? I just get on the air and make stuff up like that? But here's Stratfor, one of the most highly respected internationally private intelligence organizations that gets a lot of big contracts. And they are saying that they do not agree with the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency claim that the man killed in Pakistan compound by U.S. Navy SEALs was Al-Qaeda chief Osama bin Laden. And they go through the full report at The Nation magazine. That is linked up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know Stratfor is based here in Austin, Texas. I know that they even do weekly commentary on our affiliate, KLBJ, 590 KLBJ. You can find those commentaries at, 590KLBJ.com. But I definitely want to get them on tomorrow. That is big, big, big breaking news. And we'll talk more about that after I get into the FEMA camp situation. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I don't just get up here and shoot my mouth off. Sometimes I get angry and yell and scream, and I probably shouldn't. But then I realize how successful we've been, and I say to myself, you can't argue with success. I think over the years, some of the ranting and the raving actually gets people to pay attention in a sea of radio and TV shows and internet news websites. I think at the end of the day, God used my obnoxiousness as a way to actually break through the electronic Berlin Wall and reach people. And Infowars.com is now the second largest alternative news site in the world after DrudgeReport.com. Then we have PrisonPlanet.com. And I could have never imagined that we'd be in that position with millions of readers every day, something that mainstream media would kill for. Now, we still have this idea in our heads. It's kind of like you're 40 years old. You're an Olympic wrestler. But you go to visit your grandpa, who's 85 years old, and you still are kind of scared of him and think he can kick your butt just because it's grandpa. You remember looking up to him when you were little. And it's really the same thing with the mainstream media. They are not the mainstream media. They are a joke. Their numbers are dwindling down to nothing. They've lost almost all credibility. And that's why they're teaming up with the government now to promote the internet kill switches and shutting off cell phones during protests in San Francisco. And one of the big outfits, what Facebook just got caught censoring a governor's site that criticized Obama. They're desperate. They're desperate right now. They're like a cornered rat. And that's why once a corrupt oligarchy's taken over a society, stolen the wealth, destroyed the productivity, they then go to the FEMA camp model. They go to the black uniform Soviet, Chinese, Nazi model, the Fidel Castro model, the Khmer Rouge model, the Zimbabwean model. That's the model about 95% of the time in history. They go to that model, and they live in their private palaces, and you live as a third world slave. You know, the dictator of Romania, Ceausescu, was interviewed, and they said, why do you only give the entire country power maybe 2-3 hours a day? And he said, because I might as well just charge him more for less. This is how I teach him who's boss. Same thing in North Korea. They enjoy cutting off our power. They enjoy restricting us. Can you imagine being General Electric and being given the waiver to build new plants and keep their old plants operating, but then to be able to shut down all their competition? I mean, you know, diamonds all over Africa are on the ground. You can pan for them in rivers like gold. You know, diamonds on a real chart of gems are in the semi-precious range. They're not even at the top of the semi-precious range. They're down in the middle. They're like agate or something. But agate is all over the world. Diamonds are only in a few places. Now, they did discover a hoard in several areas of Arkansas. I knew about this a decade before it was admitted in the news. My dad has friends from college in the diamond business, some of the biggest, who would talk about how evil the Oppenheimers and De Beers were and how they ran this world monopoly of diamonds. But when they did find diamonds in Arkansas, then they found diamonds in Canada. Both cases with this French family that my dad knew going way back to college days in Dallas. In both cases, they would come in and have the government announce it to be an environmental preserve, even if it was land they bought, and the government would move to block them. But then they were still able, in one case, to sell the property they bought to the government for $3 billion. Oh, that's the best part. The U.S. government, other governments, pay money to people so that they can't use the land that has the diamonds. It's the same thing with power and water and everything else. They are training you that it doesn't exist and there's not enough of it. Yeah, there were all this lecturing about drought. And there is a surface drought in Central Texas. The only place there's a true drought is in West Texas, where they really do have their aquifers running very low. They could drill their wells deeper, but the point is that there is a real drought in West Texas. There's a surface drought in Central Texas, and they're on the news. Don't wash your clothes as much. Wear your clothes 3-4 times. Don't drain your swimming pools. Water once a week only at night. There's no water. Only the state is allowed to keep their public fountains going because they're God. I saw that this week. Meanwhile, driving to work the other day, I drive by 3 golf courses, and I meant to do a report, but then I got late and didn't do it. I'm going to shoot an iPhone report for the website. I pulled in, and in the morning, the sprinklers were going. Everything was green, and I pulled over to a greenskeeper at one of the places. I pulled into 3 of them. As they're just lined up driving into work. And I pulled up to a greenskeeper and I said, "Is that city water?" And he goes, Yeah, we're on that. I mean, I worked at Great Hills, so I already know that. I worked at Great Hills one summer in college. But this is a complete joke. This is a complete joke. They've got neighbors tattling on each other. "My neighbor watered more than once this week. Oh my gosh, I'm going to call the police on him and give him a $500 fine." When you could, if the government didn't block it, sink a well anywhere in Central Texas, 500 feet or more, for maybe $10,000, $15,000, and hit water. I mean, I live out in the country, and there's a dry creek bed, and if you walk down at 100 yards, there's an area full of catfish and bass and everything that's spring-fed. It's just running, because right below the ground is just giant oceans of water. You know, I said I'd get into this Ron Paul FEMA camp report. And I'm going to get to it. You know what? I did probably 15 hours of preparation for this radio show today. Saturday, I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning last night. I probably was working and researching 6-7 hours today. And, you know, I haven't covered really any of the news. Oh, here's one. Air Force raids gun shop. That's News 8 CBS, Las Vegas. The U.S. Air Force led a raid against Las Vegas gun shop Friday. We'll be right back with the martial law news. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig? with LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, this product contains nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with this product prior to use. This product not designed for use by pregnant women. You must be 18 years or older to purchase this product.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at MaineMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Establishing emergency centers for disaster relief and national emergency. Here's Ron Paul one more time. On HR.
Up the stage for violence in this country.
All right, now there's that report. I hope that Robert Wanick, a friend of the show, will also post it without the music because it makes it not as conductive on radio. But you see something like this, Ron Paul being asked, hey, should we worry about Americans and FEMA and people being put in these camps? Yeah, that's their goal. They're setting up the stage for violence in this country. No doubt about it, responded Ron Paul. And then we have our full reports and congressional hearings dealing with this legislation. Now, here's what's scary about it. When we got this bill now a year and a half ago and we read it, it was exactly what I'd seen at urban warfare drills with Army, Marines, FEMA and others. And I videotaped all this in the late 90s. The Marines would come up with their machine guns and say, turn your camera off. It's all in my film, Police State 2000 and Police State 2, The Takeover. 1999, 2000, two films I put out. And we said then with economists, this isn't coming now. They're just preparing the military and getting everybody ready for it and having the military. I also interviewed in those films and in future films like Road to Tyranny, military officers who had raided gun shops going back even into the 1980s as part of secret programs. So there's a long-term secret program to get rid of Posse Comitatus. Now you see regular Army at the Kentucky Derby or at the Super Bowl, or you see the Army running DWI checkpoints in Los Angeles and other areas. Now it's just in your face. It's just and Homeland Security admitted 2 years ago, we've got a deal for Brigade Homeland starting with 4,000 troops. It'll then be 378,000 troops. And now they've announced they've got 100,000 ready. They've got to have the 300,000+ ready by 2012. I mean, they are getting ready for this. And then if you talk about it, you get laughed at. Just like earlier in the year, I said, well, here's the different power commissions saying they can't open new power plants and the population's grown, so they're going to have rolling blackouts in cold weather and hot weather. We put an article together, and the White House attacks us and says we're crazy. And then today, it's all back in the news, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Washington Post, Reuters, you name it, all saying exactly what I said 6 months ago. Top private intelligence group comes out and says Bin Laden wasn't killed at that compound, according to their analysis and their sources. Of course he wasn't. I mean, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, we're being lied to. Obama said we'd be in Libya days, not weeks. It's 4.5 months later. Every week they say Tripoli is falling. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, but I'm an even bigger enemy of the real al-Qaeda groups that is admittedly the leadership of the rebels. You know, that's admitted. And you can't dress this thing up. You can't get away from reality. You can't get away from the reality that hundreds of power plants are now being shut down that aren't insiders, and power prices are going up because there's less competition, and there's blackouts happening. And the White House's response is, we're crazy, even when the Texas Commission says it's happening. Texas supplies the power to five states. The dominant power supplier to five states, New Mexico, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Kansas. Have you noticed your power prices went up? The city of Austin came out last year and said, we're going to double power prices. $3.6 billion the next 2 years. We're going with the carbon taxes. What is a carbon? What does it do to charge people more money for power? Has nothing to do with it. China builds three power plants a week. We build less than three a year. This is the deindustrialization of this country. I'm digressing. Here's the headline. Ron Paul, they're setting the stage for violence in this country. There, meaning Homeland Security. We have the other reports on it. And we have our other report dealing with it all. Let me just go ahead and play you a clip now. The clergy response teams, we got these documents 3 years before local newscasts around the nation, this is out of New Orleans, aired pieces telling the public, yes, it's true, your preachers are being paid by the government and trained to tell you to go to camps and turn your guns in and take shots. We got these documents in 2005, man, time's flown. 3 years later, it comes out. People thought we had fake documents, even though they had the phone numbers to FEMA on them. Okay, I mean, how creepy is that? They've got preachers, now over 100,000 nationwide, trained to spy on their flock and to tell them to submit to government. Here, okay, we're going to play the DeFazio first. This is a congressman wanting to see the martial law plans and being told by Bush he can't see them under the Presidential Decision Directive. And it's the same under Obama. See, we effectively have a dictatorship, not of the president himself. He's a blackmailed, kept, controlled teleprompter reader, no matter who it is, unless it's Ron Paul. They're all globalists paid for over and over again to get to this point. They've proven themselves political prostitutes. And you have to understand, the office of the presidency now through its executive power. I mean, look at Obama launching wars without congressional approval. Obama putting carbon taxes in without congressional approval. Obama just legalized 300,000 deportees, saying, I don't need Congress to pass amnesty. I might deport felons. I feel that violates federal law, immigration law. See, that's a dictator, and it's getting worse by the minute. Let's go ahead and play the clip of the congressman talking about the martial law plans.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us.
All right, that's
the people
enough.
Who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our...
And it's only expanded. Now, we did pull up the clergy response team clip. Just go to YouTube and type this in. It's also on my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. Now, the very first word gets partially cut off. She says, will martial law ever be declared in America? Here's that clip.
Ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem.
Oh.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself.
All right, stop right there.
Romans.
Did you hear that? The government versus the people. The government's biggest problem, us. I thought we're the government. Romans 13, we're the government. It's the government that's been taken over that's not obeying the law. It's the government that's criminal. You're not supposed to obey Hitler or Stalin. We'll be right back with more congressional reports.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.